Let's talk about fear and the omnipresence of fear and how we react to fear with a definiteness of purpose. Fear is the price that we pay to utilize our life in a learning zone, to pay for the ambition that we have to consistently and persistently pursue our potential within the context of that pursuit, in the definiteness of purpose, in the divine direction, the trajectory of where we want to be or better. Fear will will show its ugly head. And anytime we aim for something bigger in the learning zone than our current comfort zone, we are either launching a new venture, we're changing careers, speaking on global stages, whatever it may be. Our brain, our bodies, our souls rings an alarm. And if this alarm is left unchecked, that alarm will interfere with the infinite energy that we have, the infinite creativity that we have, the infinite information and the prioritization process and clarity that we need to accelerate, aggregate, and compound our journey, our divine direction to succeed. Fear is also, though, information in itself. It reveals the edges of our comfort zone to know and point directly to the areas that we can utilize for our greatest growth. It provides information that we are learning. It also provides information if we step beyond the learning zone into an anxiety zone. Remember, the comfort zone will constrict on itself until we can't get out of bed, and so will the anxiety zone. And so fear is the framework, is the bowling alley bumpers to make sure we stay in the learning zone, to achieve our greatest growth, to pursue our potential. This guide, which I'm happy to give to you today, this training and exercise, which I'm happy to give to you today, just email me. I will send it to you, david@dmeltzer.com. This guide equips you with a stop, drop, and roll framework, a simple, repeatable process to utilize and shorten the distance of interference, the shortener distance of resistance of the anxiety in real time, utilizing a different definition of surrender ego and utilizing a driven resistance and convert energy, all of the anxious energy, into bold, purpose aligned action. If you use it, you'll transform that information, the barriers, the boundaries, the bumpers of the learning zone into rocket fuel for your next level of impact. The first lesson in understanding our reaction to fear with definite purpose is understanding whether fear, or when fear, is a friend or a foe. Because fear is bumpered into the learning zone, fear does have its own purpose. Fear will protect us, promote us, love us, and perfect us. But unchecked, unregulated, it will block, it'll interfere with the information, the clarity, creativity, and alignment of our definiteness of purpose, our divine direction. It will allow us to continue down a path of detour, not aligned, without clarity and creativity. And utilizing fear in order to create a framework, a bumper between the comfort zone and the anxiety zone. Worrying is a wasted emotion. Excessive worrying will interfere more with our energy than what we need to fuel our growth. So many entrepreneurs that I work with keep replaying the past. They keep replaying the past perceptions. They keep replaying worst case scenarios when they are performing, when they're about to launch, or things that never ship. They forfeit their momentum in sales, marketing, and growth. They forfeit that to the competitors who are iterating in real time. What we need to do is identify the reaction to fear interfering with our definiteness of purpose. By labeling the fear as rational, protective, or irrational limiting, naming it will strip away 50% of its power. Write down the way you react to fear. Look for the clues, the patterns, and make better choices to determine the protection or the limiting impact that the reaction to fear aligned with your definiteness of purpose. You can market that reaction. Is this protecting, promoting, love, and perfecting me, or limiting me? Check out the emotional expense column. So many times we ignore the real expense. You know, it reminds me of the analogously to taxes. So many people are worried about state taxes. They move their whole family to a state where there's no taxes. Meanwhile, what's 12% compared to 100% of everything that you'll ever pay, earn, or grow, or make? That tax is called the dummy tax. I'm not concerned about a 12% weather tax for living in California. There's no reason to uproot myself. And the same is true on the emotional expense column of what is it costing you today emotionally. Quantitatively, the emotional expense column can cost you more than any other expense in your personal and professional life. We need to understand ease to identify the clues, patterns, and make better choices to keep it instead of accelerating into dis-ease, and utilize these understanding of fear in order to effectuate what we are doing. The first step is to understand that we don't have to worry about what we actually are afraid of. What we really have to do is just be aware of the instant and obvious, which is our reaction to fear. There's no doubt when we're worried. There is no doubt when we're angry, frustrated, guilty, resentful, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated. There's no doubt. It's instant and obvious. The thing is that we're not paying attention and we're reacting to the reaction in the wrong way. Fear actually triggers a chemical loop. It causes us to have a dose of cortisol. It's a 6-second chemical that is triggered by our reaction to fear. It takes about 180 seconds to dissipate that chemical. So if you continually trigger, that's how we end up in acceleration in the wrong direction for not only days, but weeks, months, and even years. We need to understand that we can't resist the reaction to fear. We can't go over it, under it, through it, around it, lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it, oversell it, back-end sell it. That will just continue to give us more 6-second doses of cortisol that need to be dissipated in 180 seconds. Free will, in my definition, is stopping, is the ability to pause. Pausing activates the prefrontal cortex so that you can think and roll. You can think without the chemicals. You can dissipate the cortisol and put the dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins back into play. If we can learn to stop when we react to fear, when we feel our mind, body, and soul are on fire, if we can stop instead of react to the reaction, accelerate in the reaction, deviate from our definiteness of purpose. There's so many speakers I work with, moments before they go on stage, their pulse spikes, their nervous system contracts, the cortisol, adrenaline flows. This is when we stop. Breathe, inhale, 4 counts, exhale, hold it for 4 counts, exhale for 4 counts. And that allows the dissipation and the excitement to be utilized in the right trajectory. Just like you can't steer a car when it skids until you first take your foot off the gas. Just stopping, putting it at ease, buys you the control that you need to choose a better response. This is true within our own lives. Stop resisting it, going over it, under it, through it, around it, lying to it, cheating, manipulating it, denying it. Stop accelerating in the wrong direction. physically pause, use your free will to do something that is so difficult when the instant and obvious reaction to fear occurs. Stay within the context of your definiteness of purpose and place your feet flat on the ground and pause. Stop. Use the box breathing method of 4, 4, 4, and 4. Ask yourself, how am I reacting to fear? Not what am I afraid of? We can practice this in small moments in our lives. This is a practice which creates progress, not perfection. This practice can be utilized on low-stake moments as well as big moments. You can utilize it when you are or have a tough email or a minor confrontation. Somebody cuts you off. We want to build the muscle memory of reacting to the reaction of fear in a positive pausing mechanism to just stop. Step two is ease. We need to drop. We want to let go of the biochemical reaction of cortisol. We want to stop resisting it. We want to drop into center, into ease. We want to recollect ourselves, remember ourselves, remind ourselves, repurpose ourselves with ease, with an infinite source of energy, an infinite source of information. That infinite source, obviously, in its infinite nature, is protecting, promoting love, and perfecting us. It's indicating to us we have a better place to be, a better position to be in. Even though with analysis, it seems as if there's no evidence that we're going to be in a better place, or maybe even the evidence is contrary that we're going to be in a better place. But yet the faith in something bigger than us that's protecting, promoting love, and perfecting us, an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that is there to help us at ease. You can't out-logic emotion. You can't overanalyze emotion. It is energy in motion. You can only interfere with it. You can't reason with it. It is this ego, this reaction to fear, that edges goodness and gold and growth out of our lives. EGO fuels an acceleration of the reaction to fear with a need to be right, a need to be offended, a need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried. Do you think any of these are helping you get to where you want to be or better? This idea of reacting to fear with a definiteness of purpose and it allows us to control the outcomes and protect our self-image, knowing that we are limiting our self-image otherwise, and we will never overachieve our own self-image. We have to stop and drop to release the resistance and the hormones that are causing us to interfere with our infinite selves, our co-creative selves, our commanded self, commanded with the infinite information and energy that's protecting, promoting love, and perfecting us. I work with so many different salespeople, and the fear of rejection, the reaction of inferiority or separateness is a huge statistical hindrance to sales success. And when we stop and breathe, recollect, remind, and remember the infinite information that we have in energy, we then can utilize and focus in on serving the value of what they like, what's working, what they don't like, what's not working, getting rid of those as well as what they know and what they don't know. When we focus on serving value, we will drop our attachment to the yes and place our consistent, persistent pursuit on serving value, of giving people more of what they like, more of what's working, more of what they know, and taking away what they don't like, what's not working, what they don't know. The fear and the reaction to fear with definite purpose will help eradicate the rejection, which is actually a redirection towards a better fit. Consider, in the context of dropping to ease and accelerating in the appropriate divine direction, that every rejection is a redirection towards a better fit. And it is this idea of an active detachment where we are only detaching the energy and motion from an outcome of I'll be happy when, or I am satisfied when, or I am successful when, into for the sake of what. And this detachment of the emotions converts all of the reactions to fear into a faith-based divine direction of acceleration, aggregation, providing us a compounding impact. What we need to do is identify our needs of the ego, our needs to be right, our need to be offended, our need to be loved, our need to be liked, our need to be separate, our need to be guilty, resentful, our needs for approval and perfection and control. When we can identify these needs and look for the clues of these needs and the patterns of these needs, we then can facilitate making easy the ease that exists in the recollection, remindering, and remembrance of the infinite perfection that we are part and parcel of. We can replace it with trust and affirmations of process. We can visualize allowing ourselves to handling the reaction to fear with a definiteness of purpose by stopping and dropping, reminding, remembering, recollecting to a higher power, the infinite energy, the infinite information. We could track it. See how often you feel better. Know that intention in its five levels can indicate to you a better practice and a better way to practice by knowing if I do this, say this, think this, believe this, and even feel this, this is the proof that the practice works. The third step from the stop and drop when our mind, body, and soul are on fire is to roll. We move forward in a divine direction, taking the rejection to redirection and divine detours, and most importantly, reconciliate the infinite time with the man-made constructive time of each day, the incremental time frame in which we have all of our conscious activities, the 24 hours we have to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential. It is momentum like this that actually rewires the brain. It creates new pathways, like a ski mountain where you ski the same path, same track every single day until you don't even have to steer, that your skis are just stuck in that stack. And it rewired the mountain, rewired the brain, that these clues, patterns, and choices become the decisive action that will convert all of that cortisol into dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, giving you a dose of happiness, a doggy biscuit from God of joy, transforming the reaction of fear with a definite purpose into fuel. So many people that I work with dread starting new projects. They dread change. To roll means to draft out a plan, a divine direction where you think you want to be or better, and align the meaning of the past with that divine direction so that you don't limit your direction. Utilizing and lowering the bar to spend a minimum amount of time on getting started. These tiny transactions, these tiny tractions, these tiny triggers create the comfortability and the confidence that's necessary to be at ease and to roll in the divine direction, to redirect the detours in a divine way, and to allow for the divine time to provide us outcomes, exponential outcomes, that are better than we anticipated or planned. It is progress, not perfection, that we're looking to, that sustains the definiteness of purpose. And all of the small wins each day, stacking the W's, compound just like money, because it is an energy. What we want to do is to categorize our time and our activities. The non-negotiable activities combined with a non-negotiable amount of time. The negotiable hybrid activities combined with the negotiable hybrid time, and the negotiable time in activities that need to be pre-prioritized, prioritized, and post-prioritized, and schedule it all within the incremental time frame, the guarantee of God of 24 hours a day, which we are guaranteed from the time our heart starts until the time it stops, except for, of course, the last day of your life. You will be cheated. Celebrate all this. Celebrate. Celebrate the completion. Utilize, as you do, analyzing the emotional expense to the emotional assets the emotional shift, the positivity and perfection of the progress that we're making in the right direction as a redirection from the rejection. Repeat this and utilize incremental actions in order to facilitate the stop, the drop, and the roll. There is some science behind stop, drop, and roll. Understanding the biology and chemistry demystifies the reaction to fear with definiteness of purpose and legitimizes the method. fMRI studies show conscious breathing, stopping, increases prefrontal activity, dropping, surrendering lowers the amygdala reactivity, and moving forward in the divine direction strengthens and rewards the rewiring of the circuits. This neuroplasticity that supports the science behind stop, drop, and roll means practicing this triad literally rewires you for fulfillment, passion, purpose, and profitability, and courage to do so. Rewire yourself with the science behind the stop, drop, and roll. It's not just your mom's advice. When your mind, body, and soul are on fire, you need to stop, you need to drop, and you need to roll. There's so many different things today scientifically that we can track. Our heart rate variance, before and after sequences. You can journal perceived interferences of rejection and the reaction to fear that are outside of our definiteness of purpose and correlate it to any biometric changes. You can utilize accountability partners, coaches, mentors, and teachers in order to facilitate a different perspective on the science itself as well, because applied mathematics, applied physics are as important as the actual calculations that occur. Building this toolkit of the stop, drop, and roll, of the reaction to fear with definiteness of purpose, tools utilized within the context of a community will create the habits and reinforce them faster than willpower alone. The inconsistency of the simple things to do that are simple not to do will create the apathy that interferes with the success of 98% of the drifters in the world. Use mantras that are aligned with where you want to be. The reaction to fear is my teacher, not my master. Utilize the stop, drop, and roll and confirm it with your accountability partners. Any external structures that you can utilize to amplify the internal resolve that you have will give you an exponential result. Craft your mantras. Choose your micro activities of non-negotiable, hybrid negotiable, and negotiable behavior. Recruit an accountability partner and utilize whatever methodology, mantras, and journaling to give you the positive reinforcement that you need. The ultimate goal of your reaction to fear with definite purpose is to transform the energy of fear into excitement, into fuel. They're the exact same frequency. It is a compass. And whether you utilize it to scare you into what you want to do or inspire you into what you want to do, will provide you the greatest growth and impact that you can have. I work with so many people that are launching these bold new adventures and ventures and feel so excited or fearful of the potential that they have. They're the same frequency. One's interfering and one's impacting and progressing and fueling. When you react to fear, when you experience the instant and obvious, we don't have to worry about what causes it. What we want to do is stop, breathe, drop, and roll. Recollect, remind, and remember in a divine direction, making the divine detours from rejection to redirection with clarity, confidence, contribution, and comfortability, the bumpers around the learning zone. We can reframe everything with a simple reaction to fear and the understanding of the instant and obvious and the utilization to put out the fire, the cortisol, the interference between us and the infinite power that we are and have. Utilize it. Teach this method to someone else. Empower others to empower others. That's what we're here to do with the Napoleon Hill Institute, learning to cement this by teaching it. Come and join us in our efforts. Let's turn our knowledge that was created by Napoleon Hill almost 100 years ago into inspired action, courageous action. Mastering our reaction to fear isn't about silencing the alarm. It's about responding to it with a definiteness of purpose and intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. And when you stop, you reclaim control of your mind, body, and soul. When you drop, you remind, remember, and recollect with the infinite source, the infinite energy, the infinite information, utilizing and identify the unified, abundant system of thought that we all belong to. And when you finally roll, you prove to yourself through the non-negotiable, hybrid negotiable, negotiable actions that you and your progress beats perfection every time. Commit to practicing this sequence until it becomes instinctive. Rewire your mind, body, and soul. Share it with your teams. Come and join us at the Napoleon Hill Institute so we can rise alongside you and remember, recollect, and remind yourself that fear is not a stop sign. It's the reaction to fear and how we utilize it to fuel our divine direction, to redirect your rejection, and to roll into our potential. It's a signal that you're stepping into the path of your highest potential. So the next time you doubt or limit yourself and it whispers to you, the next time your mind, body, and soul on fire, answer. Identify the instant and obvious by stopping, breathing, dropping, recollecting, reminding, and remembering, and rolling into your divine direction. And keep moving towards the extraordinary life and the legacy you're here to co-create. This has been the Reaction to Fear with Purpose training, the Stop, Drop, and Roll training. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.